Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien with the fraud division. How may I assist you?
Damien, I have a big problem. They're trying to deduct $44 a month out of my debit card. I saw a deduction of $44 this morning, and it was not authorized, and I would hate to really take it any further, but I need you guys to cancel it.
Can I get your first and last name, please?
Yes, thank you. Lewis Coleman. Not to mention the lady was rude that I just talked to.
Can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
Yes, 8235 South Ingleside, Chicago, Illinois, 60619. And I'm a senior citizen, and I don't appreciate being taken advantage of.
I see that a order was placed for the male enhancement gummies increasing strength and blood flow to genitalia, as well as the testosterone boost, which increases libido, which is sex drive, energy, and stamina. On the 24th of November, it was stated within the terms of agreements that it is a trial product in which you have 6 days to cancel from the time of placing the order. Had you not canceled within the allotted amount of time, on the seventh day, you were billed for the full price of the product, placed on an auto shipping and billing. I do have a tracking number that does show that the item was delivered on the 5th of December. Do you recall placing the order and receiving the product?
I didn't receive a product, and two, I didn't place any order. And three, I wouldn't sign up for any continuous monthly deductions.
Okay, so I can go ahead and...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I can go ahead and file this as fraud. I want to make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims of fraudulent charges may result in a penalty, such as a fine. As long as you're sure no one in your household placed the original order, I can go ahead and proceed with the claim. I do see that the first and last name, as well as the address that you had provided, does match what is on file. And I do have a tracking number that does show that the item was delivered. Would you like me to go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim?
Okay, what are my options? Because why can't I, because I'm looking at a $44 deduction. You said Damien?
That is correct. My name is Damien.
Yeah, I'm looking at a $44 deduction at 4 o'clock this morning. I need to, you know, if I can't get my money back, which is what I should be able to do, I need to just stop this mess because I'm not going to pay $44 infinity. I mean, I don't have that kind of money. Again, I'm a senior citizen.
You have been canceled. You're no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us. Would you like for me to go ahead and file this as fraud?
So you're saying, can I cancel it or no?
You have been canceled. You're no longer going to be receiving any further billings.
Okay, then that will suffice. That will suffice.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you so much, Damien, and you enjoy your day too.